Steppingly Manor, Book 2, The Initiation, by Dante. Chapter 1. My name's Adam, and my story starts when I was living in London, when I had just been divorced at age 32. My ex-wife was a stunning model who was always on another photo shoot somewhere, and flying off to some exotic destination with her entourage of makeup artists, other girls and guys. Inevitably, the relationship broke up as we were rarely together, and even when we were, she would be on the phone to her so-called friends, and many I suspected were guys, and our sex life was virtually non-existent. However, at this time, the London swinger club scene was getting bigger, and as I was alone for days and sometimes weeks at a time, I used to attend several BDSM fetish clubs in the London area. So these clubs were my introduction to the alternative lifestyle, and over the next 6 months, and with the ex moving out, I was out virtually every weekend at one of the many alternative lifestyle clubs. It was at a fetish club in Walthamstow called Club Lick where I first met Alison, the girl that eventually led to me working for this very rich dude called the Master, and the most incredible time of my life to date. I found out, after a few weeks, that Alison had a strange dark side to her life that she wouldn't talk about. She would get a text message, and then tell me she had to go away for a couple of days on business and would call me on her return. She admitted a while later that she had to attend these special events all over the country at big exclusive houses and mansions. Although she did admit to me she was getting very well paid, she wouldn't open up and tell me exactly what went on there or exactly what she was paid to do. She would always return at least 2 or 3 days later and had to sleep all day and night, so it was pretty obvious that she had been well and truly fucked, to say the least. I'd also made quite a few friends in the club scene, and one of them was a big black guy with a massive cock, called Charlie. He was always walking around the club naked, apart from a Roman warrior's chain harness over his chest, or just wearing white shirt cuffs, and stroking his huge cock as it was hard most of the time. Girls would dance with him, and he would encourage them to hold or play with him. He was always being invited to join small groups or couples in private rooms where he would fuck someone's wife or girlfriend while the husband watched. It was Charlie who I'd befriended and had told me about the special events that my girlfriend was attending. He told me that he was also invited and they were at mansions and country houses and all very secret. He said that he would receive a text message and had to answer yes or no if he could attend on a certain date, and then the address would be texted the day before or on the morning of the event for him to get there. He said they were usually held over a weekend, starting on the Friday evening. All expenses were paid, and to make sure the staff, slaves, attended, a very nice bonus was also given each time. He told me that the only way in was to be introduced by someone already a member or was like him, a slave or maid, brought in by the master. I was intrigued, and because we'd become close friends, I was able to ask him more and more questions. Anyway, I told Charlie that I really wanted to get involved, and he said he would ask, but under no circumstances must I ever talk to anyone else about the events as the punishment for exposing anything about what goes on, or even that these events actually exist, was always very severe and also resulted in total expulsion with no chance of an invitation ever again. He also advised me not to say anything to Alison, my girlfriend, because if she found out that he told me about the secret parties, he would also be punished and expelled. I asked him what he meant by being severely punished. He looked at me with a deadly serious stare and said, "If you value your life and think these people are not deadly serious, you need to walk away now. I can tell you this. I had a friend that was punished about 6 months ago. He apparently told someone something. So he was messaged one evening and told to attend a special interview and given an ultimatum. He could either accept the punishment or be banished from ever attending any more events. He chose the punishment and was immediately blindfolded, then bundled into the boot of a car and taken to a location about 3 hours' drive from London. He was hooded and left chained up in a real dungeon for 3 weeks. During that time, he was always shackled to a wall, or handcuffed, and had two burly handlers. They used to tie him up in various positions and whip him severely every evening in front of an audience of masked people. As he was always hooded or blindfolded, he couldn't identify any of his abusers, and had Viagra put into his food so as to make his erection strong every day. He was basically used and abused by whoever wanted to take him, and even had large objects forced into his arse using a hot, spicy lubricant. He told me he was even abused by some of the staff as well as the guests, and was made to fuck any of the women that wanted him, usually by being tied down on his back while they climbed on to ride him while their partners watched and groped. If his cock was tired or wouldn't perform, he was hoisted upside down by his legs and whipped with a crop around his inner thighs and directly on his flaccid cock. When he was eventually released, he was told to never, ever speak about what happened at the parties or the punishment. But as he didn't know where or who had abducted him, he couldn't identify anyone anyway.